Some Iraqis are being exposed to one of the rituals of American democracy. They're talking to political pollsters who are asking some of the same questions they use to track public opinion here in the United States. Iraqis are being asked if their country is moving in the right direction or on the wrong track. Given a choice between these cliches, 45% of Iraqis told a recent survey that their country is on the wrong track. That's a sharp increase from midsummer. Iraqis' optimism for the future is mixing with deep uncertainty about the present. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Baghdad.
She wears her black hair in a ponytail and loves American TV. But the 23-year-old Iraqi woman makes up a name before she'll voice her opinions. So-called Dina wants to be hopeful.
Sometimes I say Iraq will prevail, we'll go through this mess, you know, we'll have a good life, democracy, and, you know, the yada yada thing that we've been promised to. And that yada yada thing sounds really beautiful, you know. Yet at the same time, I'm losing faith.
So many people are dying, including her friends. It's killing her inside, she says. Looking back on Saddam's rule, she cannot say that times are better now.
Some way, somehow, they're the same. You know, they're kind of balanced. Let's just say before the war, somehow it's the same.
Saddam killed plenty, Dina knows, but it was safe to be out on the streets at night. Violence was more hidden. Now it's almost everywhere and always on TV. Bushra Hussein, an activist for democracy and women's rights, says Iraqis used to know who not to trust. Now she trusts almost no one and won't whisper a word of her work to people she doesn't know.
If I tell others about my job, who will guarantee they won't sneak in some terrorist loyal to the former regime? I only talk with people I trust, 100%. If I don't know someone, I don't tell them anything.
In some places, though, freedom is finding expression. Zainab Mehti, an artist and gallery owner, lives right across the Tigris River from what used to be Saddam's Republican Palace. To protect his security, Saddam's secret police wouldn't even let her family use their balcony. Mehti finally feels like no one is looking over her shoulder when she paints.
If I'm in front of a plain canvas, now I have the courage to let my feelings come out, no matter what the result is. There's no fear anymore. Well, now we're not safe either, and we have some other kind of fear. But with this kind of fear, there is hope.
The same poll that showed a 15% jump since midsummer in Iraqis who believe the country is on the wrong track also showed that 65% of people here believe life will be better in a year. Sadun Dulemi, who did some of the research for the poll, says that optimism is in part thanks to higher salaries than before the war for those people who have jobs. But he also says Iraqis are always hopeful about the future.
If you ask anybody in Iraq, even those in a prison, about the future, he is going to say it will be better. Maybe it's not reality, but that's the mentality is.
Some Americans believe this war is justified simply because Saddam Hussein is gone. For Qudr Ahmed Ali, that may eventually be true, but not while U.S. troops are on Iraqi soil.
It's not fair to make Iraqis choose two bitter choices, bad choices, either Saddam or occupation. This is not fair. Iraqis are eligible to have a representative government, a democratic government, and they can reach understanding between themselves to reach or realize that type of government.
He used to be an official high up in Saddam's information ministry, but his anger is echoed by many Iraqis. The people who are most certain life is better now, despite all the violence, are those who suffered directly under Saddam. Iman Aziz was jailed for 10 years because she wore a headscarf to show her devotion to her faith.
We were jailed and suffered very brutal torture for a long time, and we were deprived of everything. What's happening now is we're coming back to life. Saddam is gone, so I might have a future. It's unknown, but I'm sure it's 100% better than it would have been before.
That is heartfelt, she says, not habitual Iraqi optimism. Emily Harris, NPR News, Baghdad.